Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 667, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary or some other reputable commentary or study Bible. Beloved, this podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it talks about Ezra and the Levites read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast, therefore, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, the Old Testament, and the New Testament, here a little, there a little, and the giving of the sense of it or the understanding of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and believing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for all of our sins as the sacrificial, eternal Lamb of God, he died for our sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. And all we have to do to be saved is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said the gospel first and best when he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Dear friend, if you have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is the day that you need to do that. Do not hesitate. Do not wait. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now, Jesus Christ just told you from John 3:16 what to do to be saved. Believe in him. He didn't say join a church. He didn't say you had to be in a church to get saved. Today the church is not the safest place. The church building is not the safest place. I know that shocks some of you, but it's not. Many people have died over this past year going to the church house. So you need to get saved right where you are. I got saved not at the church. I got saved in a dorm room by simply believing the gospel that I just shared with you. And you can get saved right where you are. You might be sitting on your bed. You might be walking from your bedroom towards the bathroom. You might be sitting on the couch and connected with a watch party with some family members and friends in the Philippines or Norway or Nigeria or South Africa or in the underground church with a group of friends in a basement in China or in Iran, wherever you might be, you need to believe in your heart. I don't care what else you believe in, but you better believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ to get your soul saved from that awful place called hell. And hell is a very real place. It's not a scare tactic by Jesus Christ. And if you call it a scare tactic, you would have to call Jesus Christ a person who is using a scare tactic, because Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet, any preacher, any apostle, any writer in the Bible. And Jesus Christ preached way more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ described hell as a place where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. When telling the true story about the rich man, Mr. Dives, who fared sumptuously every day, when he died, Jesus Christ said he opened his eyes in the torments of hell. And that's over 2,000 years ago, and he's there still today. Jesus Christ described hell as a place where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth because of the torments and pains of hell. So hell is a terrible place. Don't love darkness more than you love light. Don't love your sin so much you would go to hell, when Jesus Christ is giving you a free pass out of hell. And all you have to do is believe in your heart in Jesus Christ, that he is the eternal sacrificial Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world by suffering and bleeding and dying on the cross. He was buried and rose on the third day. That is the gospel. That is the good news. All you have to do is believe it in your heart. And the truth of the matter is, you don't even have to pray the prayer that I'm getting ready to pray to be saved. Because Jesus said, believe in your heart. Now the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so you should pray the prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, if you're ready to get saved. And mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. For I have lied before. I have stolen things before, regardless of the value. I have lusted in my heart at people and things. I have dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my parents. I have dishonored you by taking your holy name in vain, even with cursing. And Lord, if I have done these five things, I have broken five of your commandments. But Lord, I understand that if I just broke one of these commandments, I have broken your whole law, for your holy word says so. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and my faults. Because I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ suffered bled and died on the cross for my sins, and that he has taken away my sins, that he was buried and rose on the third day by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, I receive you into my heart and into my spirit. Please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul from hell. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of all of my sins. And help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. Lord Jesus, for it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, please contact us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or whatever email is on your platform that you're on right now. Pardon me. And let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. And in fact, you can go to gospellightsociety.com right now and download my book free of charge, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And you can begin reading immediately. It's a free download, and this will help you to make your next steps in your Christian life. Now, today, beloved, we are reading Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 4. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy gospel and your holy salvation. Thank you for the privilege, Lord, and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach it. And Holy Father God, we pray for millions to hear it around the world and to be saved live and on demand. And Lord, we pray now that you would fill us with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to understand it and to apply it to our lives and to share it with others and to proclaim your gospel from it. We thank you for the fact that Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Therefore, the law is slacked, and judgment doeth never go forth, for the wicked doeth compass about the righteous. Therefore, wrong judgment proceedeth. And that's how it is in this world today, sad to say. That was Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 4. Now, here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary. The greatest tragedy, however, was the people's neglect of God's law. And by the way, that's the greatest tragedy in the world today. Habakkuk described the consequence. Therefore, the law is paralyzed. The divine law appeared to have suffered a knockout. Also, civic justice. Habakkuk said never prevails or never came forth to fight. It appears that wickedness was the uncontested victor. The wicked the wicked hem in the righteous, block in the righteous. The righteous were blocked, were locked up, if you will, and the wicked vigilantes had thrown away the key. Therefore, justice was perverted. With wicked men in power, justice was twisted and turned till it came out injustice. The situation in Habakkuk's day was very perilous. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your ancient and holy word that is relevant to all times and even in these so-called postmodern times. Contrary to what people say, and we thank you for your holy word that speaks to our hearts, our lives, and our times, and I pray that you will help us to meditate on it, help us to remember it, and help us to obey it, and to share it with others to obey it, and to present and to preach your gospel from it, and our prayers that they would obey your gospel and be changed from the inside out. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand his word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Our payday someday is death to these beautiful bodies. Death to so many things before you die. Death to marriages. Death to relationships. Death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately, you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell. Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news, but I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer, or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments. And so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back. And I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us. And we will continue to pray for you. God bless you. Until next time.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6